Let's go ahead and speak to Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, who's graciously come up here to speak with us despite his team coming on the losing end here. The season is over at 17-10, but coach, I feel like you guys were pretty darn good this year. And Akil Muhammad, certainly the player that grew the most, in my opinion. Your opinion as well?
I'm super happy with where we're at with Akil right now, not just from a basketball standpoint, but just from a maturity standpoint and how he contributed to the team. That's a kid that I'm going to look back on, and I agree with you that grew a lot on and off the court, and I'm really appreciative that Akil stuck with it this year, and he helped our team a lot down the stretch, and he played hard today.
I mean, you know, when you're trading threes with Hillsboro,
I mean, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that it's very difficult to win. That's how I was going to phrase it. And they hit seven threes in that first quarter, built an eight-point lead. And honestly, you know, your defense in the second and third quarter wasn't that bad. I mean,
right.
Midway through the third quarter, they didn't have any points. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you guys were only able to put up two. But from a defensive standpoint, after that first quarter barrage of threes, you guys did a pretty darn good job.
I think we proved to be the team that we've kind of been all year. I think that we compete hard on the defensive end. We try really hard on that end. We were able to get some stops, but we got to get better offensively. You know, we just went through too many stretches there where if you're lucky enough to get stops against Hillsboro, you got to put the ball in the basket on the other end. And we just had too many stretches. And, you know, that's a credit to them. It's not just that we didn't put the ball in the hole. They're good on defense as well. They're long and they're athletic and they play hard. So but we do have to improve on that end. There's no doubt about that.
I'm sure for Jason Johnson, it's a bit bittersweet. I mean, he put up 11, which was second on the team tonight, coming off the bench for you. But a senior that's going to be moving on to other things. But honestly, I mean, he was putting the ball in the hoop early on and then late on as well. Talk about him as a senior and his production this year.
You know, he's at times struggled to shoot the ball, but the last several games he's came in and he's hit shots. You know, we've had some stretches there where he's went cold from the field, but he's stuck with it. He's contributed, and I'm proud of the way he's played as a senior.
Other seniors on the squad, Zach Lyles, Isaiah Reddick got in here to pick up some fouls, Kobe Branscombe, and then, of course, Akil Muhammad. I mean, you come back with a junior point guard and then a sophomore shooting guard slash point guard in Cole Rickerman. Now you got some nice pieces coming forward. Casey Martin, I'm sure, will try to, you know, get better, and he's more of a guard-type player as well. But Demarion Anderson and Dabrian Barker, also young guys that are coming back for you. So, really, you've got kind of an established young core of talent coming back for you next year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They got to get a little better, but we are on the right path, I think, with those guys. I think just briefly I'd like to take a minute to talk about Kobe Branscombe and the things that he's meant to our program the last 4 years. He's been through a lot with us, and I think everybody would agree how hard he battles on the court. He never gives up. He's really contributed to us, and I don't think we would have been anywhere near the team we were this year without his effort and his heart and all the things he brought to our program. So I definitely think it's worth recognizing him.
It looked like he got a little banged up. I think it was second quarter or so. He's kind of hunched over. Wasn't really sure what was going on there.
Took a shot in an unfortunate spot.
Ah, okay. That one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he was able to shake that one off, Coach. All right, so like I said, season comes to an end at 17-10. I guess final words from you, Coach Therrell.
Just give credit to Hillsboro. They've been so consistent over the last 4 years. They're such a tough team. They played really well today. They played better than us, and good luck to them on Friday night.
All right, Coach, appreciate all of your help this year. Thank you very much.
Yep, appreciate it.
That is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers. They fall here to Hillsboro 57-43. And certainly mean it, Coach Therrell, answering the call anytime I bugged him with a text or a call. He was, you know, either answered right away or answered back real soon. So my great appreciation to Coach Therrell and his hard work running the Festus program and dealing with us at KJF, more specifically me.